Good TV, and welcome to our series on sonship and identity.
欢迎大家收看好消息电视台。这一次这个系列是谈到儿子和身份。
In today's session, we're going to teach on walking in the Father's blessing.
今天这一堂我们要教导的是行在天父的祝福里。
So sons, fathers desire to bless their sons.
一个父亲一定想要祝福他的儿子。
Father's heart is always to be generous to us.
所以一个父亲的心一定是慷慨的。
The Bible tells us every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights.
圣经清楚地讲到，一切美善的事物都是从上头，从父来的。
So I want to talk about blessing, the Father's blessing.
所以我们这一堂要来谈到父亲的这个祝福。
Let's read in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14.
一起来看加拉太书从第三章开始。
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
13节，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
In order that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福。因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So you notice Paul refers to two things, cursing, blessing.
所以这边保罗就指出两个东西，祝福和咒诅。
He says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
他说基督已经救赎我们脱离律法的咒诅。
What does it mean to redeem?
什么叫做救赎？
To redeem is to pay the full price to rescue someone out of a problem.
救赎就是为一个人的罪付出所有的一个代价，然后让他脱离这个咒诅。
So Jesus paid an immense price by sacrificing his life on the cross.
所以基督他付了一个极大的代价，就是借由牺牲他的生命。
He did this to set us free from cursing.So blessing could come upon us.
这么做的目的是要救我们脱离咒诅，能够得到祝福。
That tells us very clearly, cursings are real, blessings are real.
很清楚就告诉我们，咒诅和祝福都是同样的真实。
He came to release us from the curse of the law.
所以基督来是要救我们脱离律法的咒诅。
A curse is empowered by a demonic spirit.
咒诅它是由邪灵发动的。
A curse is a force that works against us to frustrate us.
一个咒诅它就是要来抵挡我们，让我们受挫。
It's like walking in a headwind.
就好像是在这个逆着风往前走。
It's like walking uphill all the time.
好像感觉上总是在往上坡走。
It takes a lot of effort and energy to make any progress.
换句话说，你要很费力的才有一些进展。
So a curse is a force operating against us.To bring defeat and cycles of failure.
所以所谓的咒诅就是有一股力量不断地要来抵挡我们，让我们失败，没有办法进展。
The power behind it is a demonic spirit.
而在咒诅背后的力量就是邪灵。
So at the cross, Jesus paid the full price to release us from demonic cursing.
而圣经就讲到，这个基督已经为了救赎我们脱离这样的一个咒诅，他死在十字架上。
But God just doesn't take something away; He wants us to experience and enter something.
所以神他不是要我们就好像直接就忽略跳过这个步骤，而是要去经历到。
So that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, we might receive the Holy Spirit through faith.
这样的话，亚伯拉罕的祝福才能够借由耶稣，借由圣灵临到我们身上。
So God's heart is to break the power of all cursing in our life.
所以神他就要在我们的生命断开这个咒诅的权势。
In order that the blessing of Abraham would come upon us.
然后亚伯拉罕的福才可以临到我们身上。
What is a blessing?
是什么样的祝福？
The blessing is a force that causes us to have favor.And cycles of success.
所谓的祝福，它就是一种力量，一种能力，让我们一直活在这样的一个有成功的一个循环里。
Just as cursings are supernatural, blessings are supernatural as well.
所以咒诅和祝福同样都是一种超自然的能力。
When God's blessing is upon us, the Holy Spirit is empowering us.To have favor and succeed in life.
当神的祝福来到我们的身上，我们就从圣灵那边领受到能力，让我们的生命当中充满了恩宠还有成功。
And you notice the way this happens, it happens through faith.
所以这个地方讲到是透过信心得到。
In other words, I must believe that God has made such a promise and take hold of it by faith.
换句话说，第一个我必须相信这是神的应许，第二个要凭信心抓住这个应许。
In Ephesians 1 and verse 3,
在以弗所书的第一章三节，
it tells us now God the Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places through Jesus Christ.
他讲到说，这个父神他在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So as a believer, a follower of Christ,
所以作为一个信徒，一个耶稣的门徒，
we are a child of God, God is our Father.
我们是神的儿女，神是我们的父亲。
And so there are blessings reserved by God for every aspect of our life.
所以神已经为我们预备了我们整个生命各个领域所需要的祝福。
God desires to bless your finances.
所以你要知道，神希望祝福你的财务。
He desires to bless your marriage.
祝福你的婚姻。
He desires to bless your children.
祝福你的儿女。
He desires to bless your business.
祝福你的生意。
He desires to bless your ministry.
祝福你的事工。
When God's blessing is on our life,
当神的祝福来到我们身上，
we flourish and prosper.
你会发现我们所做的事都亨通。
There's like good favor over us.
就会看到很多恩宠。
Because the Spirit of God is supernaturally empowering us.
那是因为有神的灵给我们超自然的能力。
But curses are not removed automatically.
但是你要知道，咒诅不是自动消除。
Blessings are not received automatically.
祝福也不是自动发生。
We must take hold of them.
是我们要去抓住。
We must possess.What God has made available to us.
我们要不断的去占有，去得着。
Notice what it says in Ephesians 1:3.
然后在以弗所书的第一章三节。
We are blessed with every blessing in the heavenly places.
他讲到说，神已经预备了各样的祝福给我们。
So we positionally, the blessing is there for us. We must bring it to manifestation in the earth.
换句话说，以事实上来讲，这些祝福已经都在天堂上预备好给我们了。
So let's just talk a moment longer about the blessing of Abraham.
我们再继续来讲这个亚伯拉罕的福。
Abraham was the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
In Genesis chapter 12,
在创世纪的第十二章，
this is what God said of him.
神这么说亚伯拉罕。
In verse 2, he says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great.You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
Abraham was blessed by God.
所以神祝福亚伯拉罕。
He walked in the blessing of God.
他就一直走在神的祝福里。
He obeyed what God said to him.
他顺服神对他说的话。
He brought his life into divine alignment with the purpose of God.
所以他让他整个生命随时对齐神的旨意。
And God's blessing came on him.
因此神的祝福就来到他身上。
Notice what he says, I will bless you.
所以我们看他说，我要祝福你。
I will make your name great.
叫你的名为大。
That means I will cause you to be highly honored.
换句话说，就是要让他得到极大尊荣。
He said, "I will cause you to become a blessing to others."
然后也要叫你，让你成为别人的祝福。
So here we see something about the blessing.
我们这边就看到这个祝福。
It originates from God.
第一个来自于神。
God says, "I'll do it."
神说，我要这么做。
I will make your name great.
我要让你的名为大。
Meaning, I will give you honor. I will give you favor.
就是我要给你尊荣，我要给你恩宠。
And the second thing we notice is the purpose of that blessing.
第二个看到祝福的目的
is to be channeled to others.
就是要成为别人的管道。
In other words, God blesses you.
换句话说，神祝福你。
So you become a blessing.
让你成为别人的祝福。
So it's not a matter of us just wanting God to bless us.
所以不是只有一直要神祝福我们。
We understand the purpose of the blessing.
我们一定要知道祝福的。
Is so we would be able to bless others.
好让我们成为别人的祝福。
That our lives would touch people and make them better off.
让我们的生命触摸别人，影响别人。
That we would add value to other people.
能够为别人的生命带来价值。
Because God has been generous to us.
那是因为神对我们很慷慨。
The Bible tells us of Abraham.
所以圣经讲到亚伯拉罕。
In Genesis 13:2, he was very rich.
讲到在十三章二节讲说他非常富有。
God prospered him financially.
神在财务上祝福他。
And as we look, Abraham is the model of the father of faith.
当我们看亚伯拉罕是信心之父的榜样。
So we see in the Bible other people that God blessed.
那在圣经看到其他人物蒙福。
We see the blessing of God came upon Joseph, for example.
比方说神的祝福来到约瑟身上。
Let me just look at an example there in Scripture, Genesis 39.
我们来看的是这个创世纪的三十九章。
Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章。
In verse 2.
在第二节。
Now, Joseph has fallen into a very difficult situation.
这个时候约瑟他要掉入一个非常危险的状况。
He's been sold into slavery.
第一个他是已经先被卖为奴隶。
Incredibly a great hardship for him.
那是一个非常困难的状况。
But God's blessing is not dependent on our circumstances.
但是神的祝福没有因为他的环境改变。
It says verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man.
所以第二节就讲耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。
Verse 3, his master saw the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hands.
所以第三节，他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him, and he was promoted to become an overseer.
所以约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩伺候他主人，并且他这个。主人把一切所有的都交在他手里。
One of the evidences that God is blessing our life,
这个神祝福我们的一个证据
is that we have favor with people.
就是在人的眼前蒙恩。
Remember we taught that when Jesus submitted himself as a 12-year-old to his appearance,
在前面的几堂课我们有讲到耶稣在十二岁的时候
God's blessing came on him and he found favor with God and with man.
他因为后来选择顺从他的父母亲，因此神和人对他的喜爱都来他身上。
Favor is evidence of the blessing of being obedient to the Lord.
所以所谓的恩宠就是一个我们顺服神，然后神祝福临到我们的一个明证。
So you notice that when people are blessed, they find favor.
一个蒙福的人一定有恩宠。
That means those around them look at them kindly and want to help them.
那个恩宠的意思就是身边的人只要看到他都喜欢他，愿意帮他。
It means opportunities open.
也代表说处处都遇到机会。
It means you have access to people you could never have access to.
而且也代表你可以去接近到一些你平常接近不到的人。
So even my being on this television station.
所以比方说就像我现在来好消息录影。
It's a great honor for me to be here to teach and to present.
对我来讲是一个极大的荣幸能够在这个电视台来录影。
But it came because of a favor that God brought on my life.
那这个就是因为神给我恩宠。
Favor gives you access.
所以神的恩宠会给你机会。
Favor gives you promotion without a struggle.
那这个恩宠也会为你带来一个晋升。
No matter where Joseph was,
约瑟不管到哪里
the favor of God was on his life.
神的恩宠一直在他身上。
He was a blessed man.
所以他是一个蒙福的人。
How wonderful to walk in the blessing.
能够一直走在神的祝福里是真的很
美好。Jesus himself walked in blessing.
耶稣他也走在神的祝福里。
Jesus lived under an open heaven under the blessing of God.
耶稣就直接活在一个天堂打开神的祝福底下。
In Luke chapter 3,
在路加福音的第三章
verse 21,
第二十一节。
And it says, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass Jesus was baptized, and while he prayed, heaven was opened.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了。
And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my son; I love you; I take pleasure in you."
圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
So you notice that the Father's blessing came upon Jesus.
所以你可以看到父神的祝福来到他身上。
In the natural, a father has great power to bless his children.
所以我们要知道，即便是在这地上，父亲有极大的能力可以祝福他。
We bless him with touch.
我们第一个祝福是借由触摸。
We bless them with words.
借由言语。
We bless them by speaking into their lives and destiny.
借由说出他们生命的命定。
We bless them by being available to help them.
借由我们帮助他们。
We bless them by releasing resources to them.
借由提供各样的资源给儿女。
Notice what it tells us about Jesus.
我们再继续看，讲到耶稣。
The blessing of his father came upon him.
神的祝福来到耶稣身上。
The blessing of Abraham came upon him.
亚伯拉罕的福气来到他身上。
He received the Holy Spirit over his life.
所以他的生命就领受到圣灵。
With the Spirit, he had access to everything of his father's.
因着圣灵，他就能够完全到父的面前。
When you receive the Holy Spirit,
所以当你得到圣灵
，one of his assignments,
圣灵的一个工作
is to reveal the things freely given to us by our father.
就是向我们显明我们从父那边可以白白领受的东西。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
哥林多前书第二章十二节。
So he received the Holy Spirit.
讲到说我们领受到圣灵。
He gained access to his Father.
就能够到神的面前。
And he had words of blessing and affirmation.
而且就可以听得到这种肯定的话语。
What a difference you could make in the life of your child.
所以如果你对你的儿女也是这样子。
If you told them I love you.
告诉他们你爱他。
I believe in you.
说我相信你。
I'm with you to help you.
我很愿意帮助你。
I stand behind you to succeed in life.
我会成为你的靠山。
What a rich blessing that is to any child.
这个对所有的儿女都是极大的祝福。
To have their father speak that way.
知道说他们的父亲会对他这么说话。
With sincerity and warmth into their life.
而且是很真心诚意的。
So Jesus received the Father's blessing.
所以耶稣从父那边得到祝福。
When he received the Holy Spirit.
当他得到圣灵。
He received provision.
他也得到供应
protection,
保护
everything he needed to fulfill his assignment.
所有耶稣要在地上完成工作需要的东西
wow,
他都得到了
How amazing is the blessing?
这样的祝福真的很惊人
And the Bible tells us very clearly
圣经清楚讲到
that when Christ died on the cross
当耶稣死在十字架上
it was so we'd be released from cursing
是要救我们脱离咒诅
delivered from curses and evil spirits
赎出我们脱离邪灵的咒诅
so the blessing would come upon us
好让神的祝福临到
But why does God want to bless you?
那为什么神要祝福你
Firstly, because he's good and generous
第一神本身就很慷慨
He's a loving father
他是充满慈爱
Of course he delights in blessing you
所以当然他喜悦祝福你
In bringing favor on your life
让恩宠临到你
In helping you succeed
帮助你成功
In Psalms it says, or Proverbs it says,The Lord delights in the prosperity of a servant.
在这个诗篇还是箴言里面就有讲到说，神他非常喜悦来祝福他的仆人。
In other words, it brings pleasure to God as a father to see you go forward.
换句话说，作为一个父亲，神他很愿意看到你的人生是顺利的。
So God's desire is that we walk in blessing.
所以神的渴慕是我们都走在他的祝福里。
That we learn to live in the blessing of God.
能够一直活在父神的祝福里。
So, there's some key things to know about the blessing of God.
那有一些东西是关于神的祝福我们要去
明白的。So, I want to share some key things about God's blessing.
所以关于神的祝福要分享一些关键。
About the Father's blessing.
关于父的祝福。
And then we want to talk on how to access it.
然后后面会讲到如何得到父的祝福。
How to live a blessed life.
如何活在这样的一个蒙福的生命里。
Okay, so I mentioned a scripture before, Psalm 35:22.
在诗篇的三十五篇
The Lord takes pleasure or delights in the prosperity of his servants.
在三十五篇里面就有讲到说我们的主他非常愿意来祝福他的仆人
In other words, God enjoys it when you get ahead.
换句话说当你的生命是顺利的他非常开心
He's not mean and selfish wanting to take everything from you.
所以他不是希望就好他不是一个严厉可怕的神
He desires you to get to go forward.
他非常喜悦你是主享平安的
So here's some simple keys.
所以有一些基本的关键
Firstly, the blessing originates from the Father through the person of the Holy Spirit.
第一个，这个祝福的源头是父神，然后借由圣灵的赏赐。
The Father's blessing comes via the channel of the Holy Spirit.
是这个父神的祝福是透过圣灵这个管道释出。
So everything the Father has for us.
所以父神为我们预备的所有祝福。
The Holy Spirit not only reveals it's available.
所以圣灵不仅向我们显明。
But he also enables or empowers us to walk in it.
他也给我们能力，能够活在他的祝福里。
So blessing originates from the Father through the person of the Holy Spirit.
所以第一个祝福源头是父神，然后借由圣灵给我们。
That's why we need to develop relationship intimacy with the Holy Spirit.
就是为什么我们一定要和圣灵建立亲密关系。
Secondly, the Father's blessing is supernatural.
神这个父神的祝福是超自然的。
The Father is a spirit being.
因为神是灵
That means he's above the natural realm.
换句话说，他超越一切有形物质之
上 He's not limited by the natural realm.
他完全不会受有形物质的限制
The God we serve is eternal, all-powerful God.
我们所服侍的神是永恒全能的神
He has no limitations.
他不受任何限制
So his blessings are supernatural.
所以他的祝福是超自然的
The empowerment behind them is God's Spirit making it happen.
所以给我们的这些能力是神的灵能够让它成为可能的。
We still have our part to play in it.
但我们仍然有我们的工作。
There is a part we play that blessings are released.
我们的责任，我们有一些责任要尽，才能够让这个祝福发生。
But we need to know in our heart.
所以我们内心要知道。
God's desire is to bless me.
第一个，神真的是渴望要祝福我。
When Christ died on the cross, he positioned me for blessing.
当基督死在十字架上，他就把我带到一个蒙福的位置。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当基督死在十字架上
，all the blessings of God became available to you and me.
天上所有的福气都能够我们都可以得到了。
We need to discover those blessings.
所以我们需要发掘这些祝福。
And then begin to learn how to bring them from heaven and into the earth in our life.
接下来学会怎么样的来去支取得到这些祝福。
Okay, and here's the third thing about the blessing.
第三个。
The blessing of God requires we choose to walk with Him.
这个祝福就是我们也要选择不断地走在这个祝福里。
In Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19,
在申命记的第30章第19节
God spoke to His people,
神对他的百姓说话
I set before you blessing and cursing,
他说今天我将生死祸福陈明在你面前
Life or death,
就是生命和死亡
Choose life that youAnd your children may prosper.
你要选择生命，这样子，你和你的后裔就得存活。
Choose life that you and your descendants may live.
你要选择生命，你和你的后裔就得存活。
So you notice God puts a choice for people.
所以你看到神他把选择放在他百姓面前。
You can choose a path that brings blessing upon blessing upon blessing.
你可以选择走在一条不断蒙福的路上。
You can choose a path that leads you to loss after loss after loss.
你也可以选择走在一条不断失去、不断失去的路上。
If we're living in cycles of failure,
如果你一直活在这样的一个失败的循环里
there is a cursing operating.
换句话说是咒诅在里头
Sin is at work.
罪恶在当中
Demonic powers are at work.
邪灵也在当中工作
It doesn't mean you're a bad person.
这不代表你是坏人
But you're living in cycles of defeat.
而是你一直活在那样的一个被打败的循
环 That is a cycle of cursing, not blessing.
那个就是一个咒诅的循环
And many times people accept it and live that way.
可是很多人不自觉地接受了那种环境
And they don't inquire of God why it is like that.
而没有主动地来问神为什么发生这种事。
The Bible tells us the curse never comes on someone without a reason or a cause.
圣经很清楚地有一个地方讲到说咒诅不会突然发生。
So blessing requires we make a choice.
而这个祝福呢也是要求我们要做出决定。
It's a constant choice to align with God.
就是你持续地选择对准神。
It's a constant choice to do things His way.
不断地选择按照神的方式做事。
Jesus put it in this way.
主耶稣是这么说的。
In Matthew 6 and verse 33,
在马太福音第六章三十三节
he said, Seek first the kingdom of God.
他说你们要先求神的国神的义。
Seek first God's order in your life.
你要先在生命当中先求神的次序。
Seek first righteousness or alignment with God's order.
先求神的义换句话说对齐神。
And then everything you need will add to you.
然后你所需要的一切都会加给你。
In other words, he's saying, if you put your life into God's order,
换句话说当你的生命对准神的
If you walk with them rightly,
好，与他有正确关系
blessing will flow and attract into your life like a magnet.
祝福就像磁铁一样，不断地被吸进到你的生命。
So it's a choice.
所以是你的选择。
It's always a choice.
一直都是你的选择。
So although Father desires to bless us, we make the choice to walk in the way of blessing.
所以首先我们要知道父神愿意祝福你。第二，我们要选择让。选择走在他的道路里。
If I want to walk in the blessing of God,
我如果想要走在神的祝福里
I must know what the Bible says and choose to believe it.
那我首先一定要从圣经知道神的吩咐。
I must believe what the word of God says.
然后选择相信神的话所说的。
I must believe that God has positioned me for blessing.
我必须相信神他把我放在蒙福的位置。
His desire is for blessing.
他渴望祝福我。
And the power is available to bring blessing.
然后他也为我预备能力，可以得到祝福。
I must choose to believe that over my circumstances.
我必须选择相信，我不看环境，相信祝福。
Even in the face of negative circumstances.
即便面对非常消极的环境。
I am blessed.
我要知道我蒙福。
I am blessed because God has blessed me.
我蒙福是因为神已经赐福我。
My circumstances will change to reveal that.
那我的环境慢慢最终就会改变。
The second thing.
第二。
Is if I'm going to walk in the blessing of God,
如果我要去走在神的祝福里
I must align my life in His order.
我一定要让我的生命对齐他的次序
I need to learn to obey Him.
我要学会顺服他
Blessing comes by obeying the Lord.
这个是借由顺服主，祝福才会来到
In other words, many people want God just to bless what they decided to do.
很多人就是想要说神来祝福他已经决定要
做的事 Rather than discovering God's order.
而不是先去找出神的次序
And aligning with His order.
然后对齐他的次序
So for example, in marriage.
比方说在婚姻里
We want blessing over our marriage.
我们当然希望神祝福婚姻
But husband, are you a man of prayer?
但是丈夫做丈夫的你是不是祷告的人
Have you aligned your life with God's order?
你的生命有没有 对准神的
次序？Are you leading your marriage?
你有没有在带领你的婚姻
？Are you leading in prayer?
你有没有用祷告来带领
？Are you honoring your wife?
你有没有来尊荣你的妻子
？Because the Bible promises if we honor our wife,
因为圣经应许只要丈夫尊荣妻子
，and dwell with her according to knowledge,
而且是按照神所给他的知识来相处
，then God will hear our prayers.
神就会垂听他的祷告。
So how are you treating your wife?
所以做丈夫的你怎么对待你妻子
？Are you loving your wife?
你爱她吗？
Honoring your wife,
你尊荣她吗？
Serving your wife,
服侍她吗？
Are you causing her to feel a person of value?
你是不是让她觉得受看重？
Or are you contending with her?
还是你在跟她争竞吵架？
Have you given leadership of the home to her?
你愿不愿意把还是你把家里的领导权交给她？
You need to take up the responsibility God has given you.
丈夫做丈夫要知道这神已经给你责任。
And as you bring your life into alignment,
所以当你的生命对齐了，
God's blessing begins to flow.
神的祝福就会临到。
Likewise for you wives.
那同样做妻子的，
God calls you to respect and honor your husband.
神呼召你要来尊敬你的丈夫
causes you to treat him in the right way.
你要用正确的态度对待他
As we walk in unity,
所以当夫妻一起有合一
the blessing of God begins to flow.
神的祝福自然临到
The people, God will not bless what he has not ordered.
如果不是走在神的次序里，神祝福就不会发生。
Did you hear that?
听到了吗？
If you are living in a way that's out of God's order, He will not bless that.
你只要没有在没有活在神的次序里，神就不会祝福。
He will bless what He has ordered.
他所祝福的一定是他所吩咐的。
Hey, come back and join us for the remainder of this session when we share more of walking in the blessing of Father.
休息一会，我们回来会再继续谈到如何走在神的祝福里。
Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our teaching today, which is on walking in the Father's blessing.
欢迎大家收看好消息电视台。我们今天要谈的是如何走在父的祝福里。
We've been sharing about the blessing of God upon our life.
我们刚才有谈到这个神在我们身上的祝福。
And we discovered there's several keys about the blessing.
然后我们也谈到这个祝福的几个关键。
Number one, blessing originates from the Father through the person of the Holy Spirit.
第一个父神的祝福，父神他是祝福的源头，透过圣灵释出。
So it's the Holy Spirit that brings the blessing into manifestation.
所以在这地上是透过圣灵，然后我们来得到神的祝福。
Secondly, the Father's blessing is supernatural. It's not something natural.
第二，这个父神的祝福是一种超自然的东西。
We saw it's unusual favor.
比方说，我们会看到不寻常的
cycles of blessing and prosperity.
而且是这样的丰盛和祝福成为一种循环。
Cycles where things seem to go well for us and we have favor in our life.
然后你会发现你的人生尽享恩宠，而且尽都顺利。
The third thing we discovered is God's blessing requires we choose to walk in with Him. We've got to walk in His way.
第三个，我们有谈到这个要走在神的祝福里，是要靠我们每一天持续的选择。
In Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, God says, "I set before you blessing and cursing, life or death. You choose life that you and your children or the generations after you might be blessed."
就像《生命记》三十章十九节讲到，神他说他将生死祸福沉迷在你的面前，所以你要。拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
So we need to understand the path of blessing is initiated by our choices.
所以第一个我们要明白，走在这个祝福的蒙福的路上，是基于我们的选择。
It's not some quick thing that comes on our life.
不是一个突然就来到我们身上的。
It's a flow of God's Spirit favoring us in life.
那是一个神的一个水泉，一个泉源不断的来到我们身上。
And it comes as we make a pattern of choices which agree with God.
而来到我们身上的条件是我们要不断的来选择走在神的次序里。
Notice what it said in that scripture in Deuteronomy 30.
我们再来看刚才看的经文
that you and your children may live.
就是好让你和你的后裔都得存活。
So when God blesses us,
所以当神赐福我们
His intention is the blessing will pass on to the next generation.
你就可以看到他的心意是这个祝福能够临到后代
to the generation after that.
再到后面的后代
In other words, that whatever God blesses us in,
所以不管我们活在什么样的祝福里
，We'll give a head start for our family.
你会发现整个家族都是走在前面。
They will walk in the ways of God.
他们如果也持续走在神的祝福里
，The next generation will reap as well.
只要一直走在神的次序里，整个后代全部都会活在这个祝福。
God is a multi-generational God.
因为我们的神是看重世代的一个神。
He's called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以圣经不断讲到说他是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
But we have to be quite intentional in this.
但我们必须要很刻意的。定义要走这样的路
in building into our sons and daughters,
在我们的儿女身上
value for the ways of God,
要去建造他们看重神的
道路 and investing into our grandchildren as well,
也让我们的第二代、第三代都看重
so they will also walk in the ways of God.
好让后代、每一代的子孙都走在神的道路里
I can remember one of the stunning event that happened in my life.
我还记得我人生曾经发生一件让我很惊讶的事情。
I went to my wife's father's 80th birthday.
就是那时候我妻子我内人他父亲我岳父80岁生日。
And when he was at the age of 14,
我的岳父他在14岁的时候。
He chose to receive Christ.
他就决志信主。
And he was greatly rejected and opposed by his family.
但是他自己小的时候是被他的家族都是遗弃的。
He suffered quite deeply because of this.
所以他也因此受了很深的伤害。
And went through tremendous hardship as a young man.
所以他在年轻的时候就受了很多的苦。
But he made a decision to honor God.
但是他已经决心要尊荣神。
To live his life according to the principles of God.
然后按照神的原则来生活。
And even though he'd been hurt in his family, was cut off from his family.
而且所以虽然他自己被他的家人断绝关系。
He chose to invest in his son and daughters.
他选择继续在他的儿女身上投资。
But not only into them, but also into other people.
而且不仅自己的儿女也在别人的生命投资。
And also into the grandchildren.
还有在他的这个孙儿女们投资。
His brothers took a different path.
但是他的兄弟选择不同的路。
They did not walk with God at all.
他的兄弟们没有人走在神的道路上。
And they seemed to prosper for a short season and time.
在某一段时间看起来他们的人生赚到钱了。
But an interesting thing about the blessing of God.
但是神的祝福有一个很奇妙的部分。
Is it becomes evident over the course of our life, not just in a moment.
神的祝福是经由他经得起时间的考验。
When God's blessing is upon your life.
当神的祝福在你身上。
It shows up progressively little by little over a season of your life.
它会在你人生不每一个季节里头会越来越明显。
You may have bursts of breakthroughs on the way.
你就会不断经历到突破。
But it's the trajectory of your life reveals the blessing of God.
但整个看你的一生都可以看得出神的祝福。
So at the 80th birthday.
所以到我岳父八十岁的生日。
One of the most moving moments.
我们最动人、最感人的那一刻是
，was 18 grandchildren，
就是他有18个这个孙儿女
，one by one stood up and honored their grandfather，
他每一个孙儿女都起来尊荣他们的祖父
，and testified how he'd taken them away on holidays，
而且都见证说这个做爷爷的带着他们去度假
，and he had prayed with them and invested into their lives，
甚至跟他的这个孙儿女们一起祷告，在他们生命投资。
18 grandchildren stood and testified。
你想想看，十八个孙儿女都起来讲见证。
What an amazing thing to watch！
这是多么惊人感人的一刻。
And what a contrast when I saw his brother！
可是很这个很大的对比就是他的兄弟。
Divorced, two daughters that were not married。
他有两个女儿，但是都没有人结婚。
The emptiness of his life was incredibly evident.
他生命里面的空虚是很明显。
But at the beginning of their lives, it didn't look that way.
但是在人生他们一开始的起头不太一样。
So as you choose to walk with God,
所以当你愿意选择走在神的路
上，you choose to take the path of obedience.
选择走在一个顺从的路上。
It may not look good at the beginning.
在一开始起头可能不明显。
But at the end, it stands out.
可是到了人生的后面，一定是看得出
来。When I looked that day.
所以当我那一天看到
，and I saw a man of 80 years old，
我看到一个80岁的人
，and his brother a couple of years older，
他的哥哥长了他大概两岁
，their lives were so completely different。
到了人生的后半段，两个人的人生完全不一样。
The blessing of God evident in one，
可以看到神的祝福明显在一个人身上。
Prosperity financially。
财务兴盛
，prosperity spiritually，
属灵兴盛
，prosperity in his family，
家族兴旺
，prosperity in his marriage，
婚姻也蒙福
，prosperity in his influence in the community，
在社群里面的影响力也大
，and all of these things were lacking in the other person，
但是另外一个人完全每一件事情都缺乏
，so God's blessing is generational。
所以你要知道，神的祝福是世代的。
And it's not intended just for us.
所以绝对不是只有为我们。
It's intended to go beyond us.
是要完全超越我们。
So it doesn't matter what condition your life is in right now.
所以不管你现在人生在什么处境。
If you will walk in the Father's blessing,
只要你一直定义走在父的祝福里。
You can stand against and change the cursing in your background.
你就能够起来抵挡你家族里面的咒诅。
And you can build something different for the next generation.
你可以为你的下一代建造不一样。
So God blesses us,
所以神赐福我们
that we might become a blessing.
是要让我们成为别人的祝福
that we will add value to the lives not only of our family but others as well.
让我们不仅是为自己的家族，也为其他人的生命带来价值
So God blessed Abraham.
所以神赐福亚伯拉罕
prospered Abraham.
让亚伯拉罕兴盛
But He also said of Abraham, I know him; he will raise his children up.To walk in my ways.
而且神还说，我认识亚伯拉罕，他也会让他的儿女走在顺服我的路上。
So how can I walk in the blessing of God?
那我要怎么走在神的这个祝福里
？Let's go back and have a look at Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书的第三章。
13 and 14.
13-14.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it's written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree."
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
So that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, that's us in Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福音，基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，就是我们这些相信基督的，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So let me talk then about some.Particular keys for walking in blessing.
我们要来探讨从这两节里头有一些关键。
Number one,
第一
we need revelation of what the cross has done for us.
我们一定要需要圣灵启示我们在十字架上所成就的。
That Jesus has done the work for us.
就是基督为我们成就的。
That he has already worked to obtain blessing for us.
他因为他的工作，我们才可以得到祝福。
And that when we put our faith in Him,
所以当我们相信他
we become children of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
Through faith in Jesus Christ,
透过相信耶稣基督
the Spirit of God comes into our life.
神的灵就进入我们生命。
We are positioned for blessing.
我们就被放在一个蒙福的位置。
Blessing is not automatic.
所以这个祝福不是自动发生。
But we are positioned for blessing.
而是被带到这个位置。
Jesus did the work.
是因为基督成就工作。
We need to believe and take hold of what He's done for us.
然后我们需要相信，然后抓住这个祝福。
So every blessing of God.
所以神的每一个祝福
is made available through Jesus Christ.
都是借由耶稣基督让我们可以得到。
It's for us.
是为我们预备
and it's to bless others.
那也是为了成为别人祝福的管道
okay, number two.
第二
in order to receive and walk in blessing, we must exercise faith.
为了要能够得到并且走在这个祝福里，我们一定要运用我们的信心
Now, it said we receive the promise of the Spirit and all the blessings of God through faith.
在刚才读的十四节就讲到说，是因信得着所应许的。
Faith is the way blessings come into our life.
换句话说，信心是我们得着祝福的管道。
So what does that look like?
那这是什么样子呢
？What does that mean? I must have faith.
这个到底是什么意思
？Well, it means these things.
这个是。
Firstly, I need to place value on the blessing of God.
第一个，我一定要看重神的祝福。
I need to value God blessing me.
我要看重神要祝福我这
件事。I need to want God to bless me.
我也需要渴慕神的祝福。
I need to see the importance of God's blessing.
我需要看到神祝福我的重要性。
If you remember the story of Jacob and Esau,
如果你还记得这个雅各和以扫的故事
，Esau did not value the blessing of God.
以扫很明显，他不看重神的祝福。
He gave it up for just a meal.
他只是为了一碗红豆汤就放弃长子身份。
And later realized what a disaster had happened.
后来他才明白他犯了严重的错误。
It was too late for him to get it back.
但是已经太迟了。
He failed to value what God's blessing means in your life.
他没有看重神祝福他的重要性。
It's better to go through hardship for a short season and walk in the blessing than to prosper and not be blessed.
所以我们一定要明白，我们宁可。忍受在这个世上一些短暂的苦楚，为了让我们能够持续的得着神的祝福，而不是去轻看那些痛苦。
Jacob, Esau's brother, valued the blessing and contended to get the blessing. God says, "I love that man."
就像雅各一样， 雅各非常清楚知道神祝福的重要性，所以他努力的要去得到。
So if I'm going to walk in faith,
所以如果我要走在信心里，
I must place a value on God's blessing.
我一定要先看重神的祝福。
Two, I need to believe what God says.
第二，我一定要相信神的话。
I need to take the word of God and the promises of the word of God, and I need to believe them, choose to believe them in my heart.
我不仅是知识上面知道神说过什么，给过什么应许，我要相信。
Without faith, we can't please God.
没有信，我们就不能讨神喜悦。
So in the journey of faith, I need to meditate on those promises.
所以在这信心的路上，我们要不断地默想神的应许。
Think about them, dream about them.
不断地去想梦想。
I need to confess those promises.
要不断地要去口里承认这些应许。
Speak blessing over my life.
然后对自己的生命来说出祝福，说我是蒙福的。
My finances are blessed.
我的财务蒙福。
The blessing of God is upon me.
神的祝福在我身上。
I'm blessed as I come in and go out.
我进或出都蒙福。
I'm blessed in my marriage.
我的婚姻蒙福。
See, we need to adopt the posture of faith.
所以我们必须要让自己有这样的一个信心的态度。
And that means also,
同样的是
that I need to do the things that is required.
我也必须按照神的要求去做一些事。
So if I want to reap finances,
比方说我如果想要在财务上收割，
I begin to sow and become generous.
那我一定要先成为一个慷慨的人。
The Bible says God gives seed to the sower.
因为圣经讲到说，神把种子赏赐给撒种的人。如果你是慷慨撒种的
，I sow into the work God is doing。
撒种在神的工作上
，God's blessing comes on my finances。
神的祝福就会临到我的财务。
God makes a promise。
那神他应许。
The book of Malachi, he talks about giving the tithe or presenting the first fruits of our finance to the house of God.
马拉基书清楚地讲到，如果你愿意献上十一，还有出手的果子，神的祝福会临到你。
He challenged us in the area of our finances to prove his faithfulness.
对，马拉基书就是在财务上面来挑战我们，愿不愿意相信神的信实。
So as we bring our finances into divine order,
对，当我们把财务恢复到属灵的次序，
God's blessing begins to flow on them.
神的祝福就会临到。
Promotions take place.
提升高举就会发生。
Unexpected finances come in.
我就可以期待财务更多进。
Expenditure seems to diminish.
然后而是扩张，而不是消灭。
The devourer stops devouring.
那这一个吞吃人的就不再吞吃我们。
The Bible tells me to bless others.
这个神也吩咐我们要去祝福别人。
So if I practice blessing others,
所以我如果不断的操练
，I'm exercising faith.
我祝福别人就是在运用我的信心。
God's blessing starts to come upon me.
神的祝福就会临到我。
The Bible tells me if I build the house of God.
那圣经也讲到，我如果建造神的家
，If I make the church a priority，
我如果也看重神的教会
，To serve and to build the local church，
去服侍教会，去建造教会
，God's blessing comes on my life，
神的祝福就会临到我。
I'm acting like a son building his house，
因为我就像是神的儿子一样来建造他的家。
You can't walk with God as your father and then ignore the rest of his family。
你不能讲说啊，我今天要走在这个作为儿子的这样一个身份里，却轻忽他的家。
Sons are builders of the house。
做父的儿子一定。是建造父的家。
So if I want to walk in the blessing of God,
如果要走在父的祝福里
，I learn to serve people and honor people.
就一定要学会服侍人，尊荣人。
So as I put the word of God into practice in my life,
所以当我把神的话运用在生活里
，I begin to start to tap into a flow and cycles of blessing in my life.
我就等于是走进了这个祝福的循环。
Now at a personal level in regard to finances,
以一个个人来讲。
We tithe everything we receive.
首先，我们是守十一。
To me, that's just honoring God.
对我来讲，十一就是在尊荣神。
Letting him know he's our source.
知道说他是一切的源头。
But I keep track of what I give.
那我也会不断记录我给了什么。
So we decide to set aside money for missions, for helping the poor.For generosity to the family.
所以我们夫妻，我们在家中就会有一个记录，就是我们会有钱是给宣教，给帮助穷人，跟不同的一些事工。
And I make sure every year we're growing and increasing in our giving and generosity.
而且我们夫妻都定义，就是每一年这些奉献的金额要不断的增加。
Because I know that if I will bless others, then I walk in blessing.
因为我知道，只要我愿意祝福别人，神给我的祝福也就加增。
God gives seed to the one who sows.
神他一定会。把种子赏给那些撒种的人。
So a third key to walking in blessing.
所以走在祝福里的第三个关键
is contending against spiritual resistance.
就是一定要来 去抵挡，去跟这一个抗拒我们的灵来征战。
There will always be resistance to the blessing of God.
你一定要知道，总是会有力量、权势来抵挡神的祝福。
There is always a contention around the blessing of God.
在神的祝福上面，一定总是会有力量拦阻。
This is why some people give up so easily.
这就是为什么很多基督徒很容易放弃。
Because God's blessing is so valuable.
因为神的祝福很贵重
It is so rich in our life.
非常的丰富
It gives favor, it gives access, it gets me forward.
给我们恩宠，给我们所有一切需要的，让我们可以前进
If I have nothing but the blessing, I will prosper in life.
我什么都不要，只要有神的祝福，我这一生都很兴盛
So there is a spiritual warfare around it.
那当然就有属灵征战
And initially, we may experience difficulties, setbacks.Life seems to be opposite to being blessed.
因此，我们人生就会不断遇到挑战、难题，让我们觉得好像没有办法得到神的祝福。
But that's just a warfare around the blessing.
你只要明白领悟，那是一个征战。
The devil hates for you to be blessed.
你要明白，魔鬼就不喜欢你蒙福。
It reminds him what he lost.
他就会一直让你去想到你失去什么。
So demons envy the person walking in blessing.
魔鬼非常嫉妒走在神祝福里的人。
And frequently people envy those who walk in blessing.
所以最后他也会让身边的人来嫉妒我们。
They want what you have.
这些人都想得到你的东西。
But they don't want the way you got it.
但是他们不想来效法你来得到祝福的方式。
They want the fruit of the blessing.
他们只想要得到那个祝福那个果子。
But they want the source of the blessing.
但是他们也不想要跟这个源头有关系。
All that we have in our life.
我们人生所拥有的一切。
And my life is richly blessed.
我自己看到我们人生非常蒙福。
Seven children.
我有七个儿女。
All of them in church.
每一个人都信主。
24 grandchildren.
24个孙儿女。
All of them in church.
每一个孙儿女都在教会。
They all love us.
每一个人都爱我们。
We have relationship with them.
跟他们都有很好的关系。
I am blessed.
我知道我好蒙福。
But it wasn't without contentions and difficulties.
可是你要知道，这一切得来不易。
And we see this in the Bible as well.
这在圣经都看得到。
For example, in Genesis 37, verse 3 and 4.
比方说，创世纪三十七章三节四节。
When Joseph walked in the blessing of his father.
当约瑟走在他父亲的祝福里。
When he walked in the favor of God.
他走在神的恩宠里。
His brothers envied him.
他的兄弟们都嫉妒他。
His brothers hated him.
就说他的兄弟都恨他。
Instead of walking and blessing themselves,
而不是说一起走在祝福里。
They hated what he had.
他们反而恨他所拥有的。
So they conspired then to put him to death.
才会开始设下计谋要害他。
Ended up selling him off.
最后把他卖了。
But God used that to prepare him.To become a blessing to them.
但是神就运用这一切来预备他成为祝福的管道。
But we see contention over this.
所以我们要看到一定会有征战。
In Genesis 26 and verse 20.
创世纪二十六章二十节。
Isaac experienced a contention over the wells.
以撒为了一口井，为了井就不断的遇到征战。
A well is a source of blessing.
这个井代表的就是这个祝福。
And the enemies or the people who were envious of Abraham filled in his wells.
那一些嫉妒亚伯拉罕的人就把那些井都挡住了。
And when Isaac dug the well up again,
所以当这个以撒又把这个井又挖好
they contended with him for it.
大家就开始争了。
He just said, "Okay, you can have it."
但以撒很好玩，他就说：“好吧，给你。”
Because I'm blessed.
因为我知道我很蒙福。
You can have the well, but I've got God.
这个井给你吧，我有神就够了。
So he then digs another well.
所以他又跑到别的地方，又去挖另外一个井。
And they fought him over that.
就那些人又去争。
He said, "Okay, don't worry, you can have the well."
你就看他一次一次就把井让出去。
I've got God.
他说，因为他知道他有神。
He found another well.
他又会找到别的。
And his enemies looked at him.
他的敌人们看着他。
They said.God is with this man.
很明显看到神与他同
在。We better stop fighting with him.
他们就决定不要再跟
他争。We need to make him our friends.
应该要让他成为我们的朋友。
Because we see the blessing on his life.
因为我们在他生命看到祝福。
We want to be part of that.
我们想要有份于这个。
I've seen many businessmen blessed amazing ways by the hand of God on their life.
我看到一些很成功的企业家，看到神的祝福大大在他们的身上。
But there'll always be a contention over that blessing.
但是那些企业家也是要不断的要为祝福征战。
So we must hold fast the promises of God.
所以我们一定要记得要抓住神的应许。
Persevere in doing what we should be doing.
然后忍耐到底，持续去做我们当做的事。
And believing we will have a breakthrough.
相信我们一定有突破。
I can remember a season in my life.
记得我人生有一个季节。
When I seemed to have one financial disaster after another.
总是在财务上看到破洞。
I just had different accidents would happen.
总是会有一些意外事故发生。
I had so many thefts from me, it was just distressing to keep going to the police.
就好像，而且甚至好像常常遇到小偷，到最后我都没有办法，都不想再报警。
The Lord quickened me the scripture: if the thief be discovered, he must restore sevenfold.
那这个后来我在经文里面看到，这神他讲到说，如果有人偷窃你，你要命令他偿还你七倍。
So I began to hold that scripture over my life.
我一看到开始就抓着那个应许。
I began to demand if any spirit stole from me that he would restore sevenfold.
我就开始命令所有一切偷窃我的邪灵，他必须用七倍偿还。
Continue to walk in God's way.
然后我就一直按照神的道路来走。
And everything changed.
最后一切都改变了。
From that point on,
从那一刻开始
，if anything went wrong.Or if I lost anything,
只要有任何事情出错或失去任何东西
it was always returned better than I had.
我后来发现结果都会比先前更好
Then the cycle stopped altogether.
后来这整个恶性循环全停了
It's like the attack stopped completely.
就好像那个攻击完全停止
And I began to prosper in every area of my life.
我每一年就开始更加兴盛
I realized there is a contention over the things which are valuable to God.
我后来就发现到原来是神在我生命当中看重一些的事情是很有价值的。
So、here's another key.
所以有另外一个关键。
The first was receive the revelation of the cross that we are blessed in what Jesus did.
第一个关键就是我们先要得到启示，知道基督在十字架上成就的。
The second, exercise faith.
第二个要运用你的信心。
It's only by faith that we take hold of the promises of God.
只有借着信心才能抓住神的应许。
Third, we must overcome spiritual resistance.
第三，一定要胜过属灵的抵挡。
Which is there in the initial stages.
那这个在一开始的时候。
But if we will hold fast our confession.
只要我们不断地去宣告相信。
Be consistent in our actions.
一直在行动上持续。
And hold on to God.
抓住神。
Blessing will break through,
祝福一定会突破来到
and there will be a change.
那一定会有改变
The next key,
下一个关键
we need to place God and His priorities first.
然后一定要把神放在首位
In Matthew 6:33,
在马太福音六章三十三节
seek first the kingdom or the authority and rule of God.
讲到说先求神的国，那个国代表是他的治理掌权
and walking right with Him.
然后与他有一个对齐的关系
and everything else will be added or come and be attracted into your life.
所有你需要的一切都会加给你
So God will not bless things that are not ordered by Him.
所以你要知道不是神所指定的，神不会祝福。
God does not bless the lazy man.
神也不会祝福一个懒惰的人。
God does not bless the thief.
神不会祝福小偷。
God does not bless us when we don't do what He says.
我们如果不按照神的吩咐做，神也不祝福。
God's blessing falls on the obedient life.
神的祝福一定会临到顺从的人。
So when we give God first place,
所以当我们让神居首位
，when we order our life and our relationships right,
然后也是在我们的整个所有的人。人际关系和生命都有次序
We can expect blessing to follow.
就可以期待祝福临到
Give him the first place.
把让神居首位
Give him the honor and the first fruits.
把所有的尊荣还有出手果子献给他
And the last one.
最后一个
Persevere for the long haul.
要忍耐到底
Often the blessings are seen over the course of time.
你会看到一些祝福是需要一段时间才发
生 Not always original.
而他那神就是那个起头。
Initially, we may have opposition.
我们一定会遇到抵挡。
But ultimately, blessing flows.
但最终忍耐到底，祝福就临到。
I want to pray for you.
我现在为你们做一个祷告。
Father, I bring each person watching to you right now.
是的，天父，我现在把所有的观众带到你面前。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
I break curses of poverty.
我要断开贫穷的咒诅。
Sickness.
疾病
destruction,
还有毁灭
I command all spirits to release their hold.
我命令所有的邪灵要离开他们家。
I release blessing on each person listening.
我要释放神的祝福临到
每一个观众。I bless you with healing.
要释放你的医治。
Be healed in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，你要得医治。
I bless your finances.
祝福你的财务。
Increase in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名不断加增。
I bless your relationships.
祝福你的关系。
Deepen in Jesus' name.
要在奉耶稣名要不断的生根。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God be with each of you.
愿我们主耶稣基督的祝福还有父神的慈爱临到每一个人身上。